I love how the article makes a really important point. The AI race is moving from flashy chatbot features to the less visible systems that make AI usable at scale.
Exactly. Chatbots and creative tools are still the public face, but the real competition is now about infrastructure, reliability, security, and trust.
And that's the central claim I keep coming back to. A strong model alone is not enough.
Right. Companies also need the right chips, accelerators, data centers, power supplies, networking, cooling, and governance systems.
It makes sense, because AI workloads are far more demanding than traditional cloud computing.
They need high computing power, efficient memory, low latency, and the ability to handle large volumes of requests without excessive cost.
So the question stops being only, is this model smart?
And becomes, can the system respond quickly enough for real-time use?
Can it handle millions of requests without slowing down?
Is it affordable to run at scale?
Can it be deployed privately, or does it require the cloud?
Can it stay available during peak demand?
Those questions show that AI adoption is becoming a systems problem, not just a model problem.
A model that performs well in testing may fail in production if the underlying infrastructure is weak.
That's why security and trust feel like such major themes in the article.
AI systems are increasingly used for customer support, coding, financial analysis, healthcare research, and creative work. So they touch sensitive, proprietary, or personally identifiable data.
And if users and businesses cannot trust the system, adoption slows.
If developers cannot trust the model to behave consistently, they are less likely to build serious applications on top of it.
The article also makes a really important distinction. AI security is more complex than standard cybersecurity.
Protecting the server is not enough.
Teams must also address prompt injection, data leakage, model manipulation, unsafe outputs, and the risk of AI being used to create convincing misinformation.
As models become more capable, the risks become more nuanced.
So trust has to be built through transparency, control, guardrails, audit trails, and clear data use policies.
Users and enterprises want to understand what a system can and cannot do, when it is confident, and when it is guessing.
The article suggests that trust is no longer an optional feature. It is part of the product itself.
For developers, that means building AI products is no longer just about calling an API.
They must think carefully about performance, cost, privacy, resilience, and deployment.
For businesses, the winning strategy is not simply choosing the latest model.
It is pairing strong models with solid infrastructure, clear governance, and security practices that protect both users and the organization.
The broader takeaway is that AI is becoming a multi-lane race.
There is the model lane, the hardware lane, the energy lane, the security lane, and the trust lane.
If one lane fails, the whole experience can break down.
The future of AI will not be decided by a single breakthrough, but by quieter, less glamorous work. Faster chips, smarter data centers, stronger security, and deeper commitment to trust.
In short, the spotlight may still be on chatbots, but the real competition is happening beneath the surface.